Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? You're listening to episode 269 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2! Eric, what's up, dude?
What is going on? It's so good to be back. And what is up, NPC fam? It is your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Player 3, Crawler. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? It's Crawl coming at you.
That's right. So does player two or player three have any, like, I don't think there's like a pecking order. I literally paused. I'm like, oh, great. Which one do I
don't know. I mean, honestly, if you're not player one, it doesn't really matter.
The last time Eric was on, he forfeited that player two.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm no longer banned from the show. It's been a very long time out.
Yeah, that was.
I think news. Oh no, that's what sparked the whole thing. Was the news came out about the potential classic games coming out?
Oh, that's right. How Mario Sunshine's far superior to Galaxy. But we don't need to rehash that, do we?
It was so funny when all the chat was like, "Well, that was awkward." Well, that was awkward. Yeah, it was great.
Good time. Just to set the record straight, because I never did get a chance to. I love Galaxy. I think it's a masterpiece, and I'm happy to have both those games. I think Sunshine's probably my favorite 3D Mario game, but Galaxy, if you argued was a better game, I wouldn't argue against it because it's fantastic.
Well, there you go. You heard it here. Heard it here first, folks. That music you heard a while ago is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, my book, in fact, head on over to n64josh.com/audible. If you want any other book, you can go to NPC or audibletrial.com/NPC. Gaming chair that all three of us are sitting in from OPC. You guys got the upgraded models, though. I'm sitting in an older chair. N64josh.com/OPC automatically saves you $10 at checkout. These chairs are selling out. Like, I saw somebody recently was like, I went to order my chair, and they only had the Master Series. They don't have any Grandmaster Series in stock. Wow. So people are buying these.
So the Masters are what are on sale most of the time, too, because they try to move those. I think they struggle, but...
So there's something with this chair, like, you know, I don't overhype things typically, and for the price point, I was, you know, like many people, working from home a lot, and you can't find an office chair for around $200. Like, you can't find a good one. I mean, you could go to your local store and get one that you'd hate sitting in. But for the price point, I don't know that you're going to find anything better. And the biggest thing for me with this chair is the longer I sit in it, the more comfortable it's become. You know, it's broken in better than the first day I got it, which is typically backwards of what happens with chairs, right?
Yeah. 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 I mean, I've been in this same chair for probably 2 years now. And I had the one before that even that is still being used in my house. My son's been using it since. So I'm afraid to even look at it, but... you know, so yeah, they're great chairs. And guys, if you want to get my book, the physical n64josh.com/anothercastle, it's also available on Kindle. So there you go. It's been cool. I've had people tweeting at me because they've picked it up during this time, like, or they've picked up the Audible version or whatever. Oh, Crawler, you've got one of the OGs.
I got the OG.
You got the OG
before Amazon hit it with a cease and desist.
Before I was going to get a cease and desist, I took Toad off the cover. But yeah, so that's rare right there. So n64josh.com/anothercastle. You can pick up my book. And with that, we'll jump over to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. So, guys, to let you know, the Animal Crossing podcast is back. It's now on Spotify, if that's where you like to listen to podcasts. And that's going to be a show that's going to come out a little more regularly up until the game really, really slows down, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, we're going to keep it going. Mario Kart's happening Mondays and Fridays. And
this week was great. It was good.
Why was that?
I won a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say what I think was that this week you won quite a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I chipped away at that lead. Well, apparently you and I have different score totals on our games.
Right.
But I surpassed you in our head-to-head matchup this week on at least on my total.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. So we've been having a blast. So many new people have been turning out. The whole point of the Mario Kart nights is just to jump into voice chat and make it feel like we're racing each other in the living room together. There's a little bit of trash talking. You can hear when people go dead silent because they're so angry that they just got Mario Karted so bad. and then all antagonizing
code flaws.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, how did you just hit me? Well, and you're like, well, you were in front of me. I was like, I was behind you. You're like, well, you're in front of me on my screen. So like, yeah, the net code's bad. And we're going to talk more about Nintendo Online in our talking points. Let's see. Splatfest this weekend, right? Team Mayo, Team Ketchup. Grab your tea right now if you're wanting to scrub any ability chunks. It's only 2,000. I don't even know what they call it. Cash in that game.
Yeah, cheap. That's how old school you used to get those chunks going.
Yeah. So if you want to jump into some Splatoon, we might even jump in after the show tonight. I don't know. We've got golf with friends we want to try too. So we'll just see. But that's happening. Splatfest this weekend. Last weekend, of course, was the Animal Crossing Maximus Cup and Crawler won his first game.
God of Maximus, yeah.
It's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, and I'm streaming a lot on Twitch. So, guys, if you want to come hang out, we've been having a great time. One of the things I've been doing with Animal Crossing is touring islands, doing Animal Crossing cribs. Saw some amazing islands today. Saw Destinot's Island, and his was so cool. He had, like, his island tells a story of, like, two ancient warriors that both fell in the battlefield, and where their bodies fell, two flowers that represent the color of their death grew in their place. And then the shrines where people go to, remember them, only that color flower grows in that area. And so there was just all these different stories. He wanted it to look like rice fields. So we put mums everywhere, white mums. And it was really, really cool. It was really cool. He's sitting at a 5-star rating. Yeah, there's random like soda machines. Cause he's like, if you look it up in Japan, there's just that you'll find these random soda machines, like out wherever. So you're in the woods. He's like, oh, you should see them at night. They illuminate this area beautifully.
Are you gonna feature his on your YouTube?
Yes, series. It'll be up on nice. YouTube tonight. It'll be up either tonight or tomorrow. So yeah, it'll be there. But then yeah, I've had just random people like reach out to me on Instagram or in YouTube comments, like, hey, let me check it. If you guys need inspiration for your islands, go check out my playlist of Animal Crossing. I've got my cafe, my hike, my coffee shop, my lighthouse. I just did my residential area. I'm sitting at 5 stars. I have yet to complete my island. I haven't made N64 Lake yet, but I've kind of had some, I don't know. I've had some kind of cool ideas that I want to try, and I'm not sure how things are going to go. Somebody did send me posted a picture in chat. Somebody made Danny DeVito's face on their island.
I saw that, yeah.
It's wild. And it's all done through terraforming. Like, their entire island is Danny DeVito's face. So terraforming and paths. So it was crazy. But yeah, so a lot going on. Get involved with the community. We've been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance. We'll talk about it. Let's get into what we've been playing. Here we go. All right, Crawler, kick this thing off. What have you been playing?
I feel like I've been playing quite a bit. So I did. We did Maximus Cup this weekend. I was at work, I think, when you were doing your race to beat you for the million bells or whatever. But yep. Later that Friday night, I know you guys were. Was it Petuli was stalking me when I was online trying to get my yeah, my Tetris on?
You popped up. She's like Crawler's like, playing Tetris.
He's not racing with us. But yeah, so I got that while you were streaming, and I was able to share the excitement with chat while I was I put it in there, so that was good. Got back into Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which we'll talk about together here in a little bit. Bought Golf with Friends, which we played last night when it came out on Switch, and it's also on Xbox, so I'm gonna have to download that as well because it's on the console version of Game Pass, so I'll be able to play it multiple places. But unfortunately, it doesn't have crossplay, which would be nice to have. But lots of fun, lots of it brought out some frustration swearing from me in Discord chat. But yeah, it was kind of it evened the playing field because there were four of us playing. And I think we had three or four different winners. Like it definitely you can have a bad hole and it can totally throw your score off. It maxes out at 14 strokes and you have a timer as well. So it some of the holes are challenging and fun. We got through about four or five different courses, so it's fun. So yeah, if you're looking for something to play, that's definitely worthwhile. You can play up to 12, I think 12 people, and it's all kind of simultaneous. So you're not waiting. The only thing is that it's good that there's a timer, so you're not waiting too long for somebody trying to finish a hole. But yeah, lots of fun there. Mario Kart, like we talked about, and still just a little bit of Animal Crossing. I bought turnips this week. I haven't sold them yet. I think somebody in Turnip Chat said they're maybe going to spike tomorrow morning. I'll be home working from home, so hopefully I'll be able to take advantage of that. But yeah, I mean, a decent amount. I've been playing my Switch a little bit more. So I did try out, the Elder Scrolls Blades or whatever came to Switch. I downloaded it. I tried it out. It was, no.
That good, huh?
It was choppy. It's a phone game that they put on Switch. I mean, it's yeah. I quit out before I even like got to it, like got through character creation because there was a little bit of tutorial and I'm like, no.
You're complaining about it being choppy during character creation?
That's no, like there was a
sign.
There was some like you got to walk around a little bit before you finished making your character, but I was like, nope.
That's rough.
It's a phone game that's meh.
Yeah, now I hear you.
Hey, yeah. What you been playing, man?
You know, I've been on a retro kick. I don't know. Maybe I should do a retro. Yeah. I picked up Resident Evil 4. Does that count as retro? Is GameCube retro now?
Sure.
I think we've had this debate before, but
probably. I think it qualifies.
Picked up Resident Evil 4 on the Switch and played through and beat it. Man, that's one of my all-time favorite games. And Josh, I think you still haven't played it.
Correct.
Right? I think that's a game you should play and you should stream. It's fun. The controls do take a little bit to get used to.
Because it's still stop and pop, right?
It is. Which, you know, they talked about that might be one of the games that they're remastering. If they get rid of that,
it is. It's next.
Did they confirm it? Okay. So if they get rid of that stop and shoot mechanic, it'll kind of take some of the tensity out of the game because some of those tense moments, you run away, you stop to aim and fire, and you know if you miss, those zombies are coming at you, and you know, it's it can get stressful, but I love that game. So, you know, I was playing that. And then, you know, with this recent fantastic for gaming, bad for Switch announcement of Tony Hawk 1 and 2. I have been playing some Tony Hawk 1 and 2.
I've contemplated turning on my 64 and playing those after that announcement last week.
I had to go a different route. I'm playing on my PS Classic, so you can figure out how I accomplished that. But but I'm super excited. You know, just hearing those soundtracks when you kick those games off, like immediately all those feelings come rushing back to you. And you know, so I'm and then I picked up the whatever the Sega Classic, it was on sale. I've been playing that. So I've just been playing a lot of retro stuff and just kind of trying to bring myself back to the glory days for myself of gaming, where it was just fun to carefree play games. Cause I feel like some games now you have to, they're so involved. You have to learn so much to play certain games these days. You know, it's like, I just want to turn a game on and play sometimes, you know, I just want to jump in and press square to kickflip, you know?
Yeah, Eric, the game doesn't start until you're 70 hours in. What are you doing?
and those are great, but you know, sometimes you don't have 70 hours to go through a tutorial, right? And so, you know, I'm excited for a bunch of games coming out. I might pick up Wonderful 101. You know, Tony in the chat mentioned that. I missed it. It looks cool, and obviously it was well enough received. I think it didn't do well on the Wii U, but not because people didn't like it, but more so because it just wasn't advertised well, and it didn't hit a wide enough audience
and install base.
Yeah, and so it appears to be getting a second life, and I kind of want to help that, so I might pick that up.
It seems like the game didn't review well, but then a lot of people liked it, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say why that would happen. But yeah, I mean, it's become kind of a cult classic, so to say. So I'm interested in checking it out, and I've got time. I think the next game on my radar that's coming out in the super near future is Burnout, and that's a remaster, so it doesn't. Yeah, I can play that whenever I get to it.
I did double check. It looks like RE4 is slated for 2022.
Perfect time, Josh. So you could play it now, get hyped, and forget enough of it to play the remaster.
Is there a physical copy of that game? I can't remember.
So
no, I don't.
Physical. It's the 456 collection.
Ah, okay.
And I think one or two of them are on the cart. And one is a download. I think 4 might be the download, though.
I see.
But it was on sale at Best Buy. I contemplated picking up because I think it was down from 60 to 40. I need to double check and see if it's still on sale. Because if it is, I think I want to pick that up. Just because that's worth it. That's one of those games for free, pretty much, if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've been playing a lot, too. A lot. Like I said, I played that Isle of Man today. For a first look, it is a $60 Switch title. It does have online multiplayer, but when I tried to join a room, there was no one there. It was a ghost town.
Can we stop and talk about that for a second?
Yes.
Anytime someone starts a review of a game with the price, that either means it's a remarkable deal or not so good deal, I feel like. And I can't wait for you to talk more about this.
Here, okay. It's as a Switch title, I would not personally want to buy this game for $60. If the Switch was the only console I had and I was a massive fan of MotoGP, it does the trick. Right? You're playing a motorcycle racing game similar to Forza with upgrades. As you beat races, you can upgrade. It has some pretty good wrecks. Like, the wrecks were pretty satisfying. People in chat were like, ouch, you know, like, eeh. At one point, I laughed so hard because my bike hit the wall. My body hit the wall. Then the bike slid out in the road and another bike going extremely fast hit it and just launched into the air. And I was like, that is beautiful. That is beautiful right there. Like, it kind of scratched that road rash burnout itch a little bit, you know? And so there's some fun to be had. But if you have it on any other system and you're going to spend $60, the Switch is not where I would go. it isn't. It's there's a lot of pop in. The frame rate stays solid. You're racing solid, but it also kind of looks like the bike is just floating on the road. Like it's not actually touching the pavement a little bit. It kind of has that. The textures are they're not good.
That's how you're getting the solid frame rate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so
it's performance over quality. Like,
yeah, I mean, I can appreciate what they did to make the game run smoothly on the console. If you're a huge fan of MotoGP and the Switch is your only console, I would say you probably are going to enjoy this game. If you have an Xbox or PlayStation, I don't know if it's on PC, but if it is, and you're a big fan of MotoGP, then pick it up there. I guess my point is, I don't want to make it sound like it's a bad game just because the graphics aren't that good. When it is a solid racing game, it felt good. The one thing I will say about the Switch is the HD rumble is kind of insane in it. You feel every time the bike shifts, like you feel when the textures on the road, if there's something that you can, you know, that causes the bike to hit some bumps or whatever, you feel it. Like that was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. So
how does it handle the lack of analog triggers? Cause I've found that a lot of racing games, they do suffer a little bit. You can kind of get used to feathering the trigger and all that, but they do suffer a little bit from not having analog triggers.
I feel like what this game did is when you let go of the trigger, it's a slow deceleration versus just the immediate like stop or go. But then you can initiate your immediate stop by hitting your brake.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're not, when you let go of the gas, you don't just immediately die down. Like you need to feather that brake in order to. So it actually didn't, like, I feel like they've done a really good job giving it that, you know, that Forza feel. I know the Xbox has the better triggers for sure for those kind of games, but overall, I was pretty pleased with it. Pretty pleased with it. So, but again, if you can pick it up elsewhere, that's what I would recommend. It's going to look better, and if that's important. The music's sick. The sound effects were great. Like, there's a lot of positive things about this game. It's just the textures and whatnot. You just kind of expect it from the Switch. So, I think a tiny piece of hell froze over. I rolled credits on a game this week. I at least was present when the game was completed. I was kind of fighting some enemies, not a ton, but some. And Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I'm wearing my Captain America shirt. Crawler's wearing his X-Men shirt right now. And so I think chat was doing, like, we got this thing in my Twitch chat now where people they redeem points to have me do karaoke. And so, like, that'll happen, or I'll get raided and then I'll sing on chat or on stream. And so yeah, there was a lot of singing going on while Pit, Cryptic, and Crawler
you got raided, and then you got some subs going, so you had to stop and do quite a bit. And we were in the gauntlet of the Children of the Black Order, and then we got to you were at least present, I think, fighting for the Thanos fight, so that was good.
Yeah,
but there's like some of those stepping stone fights that we were doing that Josh was just standing there as Deadpool, just taking hits. He at least didn't die, but we definitely took care of what we needed to take care of while he was singing the chat.
His health. That's the only reason I didn't die. So, but there's been a resurgence of Marvel Ultimate Alliance within our community. Like, a lot of people picking it up. I just unlocked the Thing, which is like one of my favorite characters, or all the Fantastic Four actually. So, I'm excited to run through some of the Infinity stuff. I want to take a character to a real high level and play through some of the Nightmare difficulties and just see what it's about. What's interesting is, like, I remember early on, Crawler, when you're like, oh yeah, I beat the game real fast. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. But I understand now the way this game is designed to be played. They left it short so that you can play through as Wolverine, play through as Deadpool, play through as Storm. You know, there's so many.
Yeah, I mean, this game has so many different layers because every character levels up independently. If you're playing online with other people, you're only leveling your character. Whereas if you're playing solo, you have four characters in your stable that you get to level up. And then if you choose to play with, if you're the host, you have the option to level up one of your CPUs as well, if you don't have a full lobby. But otherwise, everyone has individual characters that they're leveling up. And then you also have, there's like four now with Nightmare. Nightmare seems to be its own kind of thing, but there's multiple layers or difficulties for the completion, which gets you more experience. And then there's these ISO crystals and the gauntlets and all sorts of stuff to do that have different skins and other other attributes to unlock. So I've only scratched even just a small surface of the game, and there's lots more to do.
It was so funny when we started playing, and Pitt jumped in with Magneto, and he looked like Adam West Batman from the 1960s Batman TV show. I was like, who are you right now? He's like, it's Magneto. Don't worry about it. You know, like, don't worry about it. Oh, that's the other thing that happened during Mario Kart this week. We had some like young kids in chat, and somebody was like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 11 and a half. Don't worry about it.
Well, because we were talking about Twitch terms of service, you have to be 13 to use Twitch. And it's like, I'm almost 12. Don't worry about it.
It was the best thing ever.
Wheat Bread got told off by an 11-year-old.
Yes, he did. Huh. Yes, he did. So Mario Kart's been great. I've been practicing Smash, and we're going to talk more about Smash later. I feel like I've oftentimes given Smash a pass with the online, but it was horrible last night. It was absolutely atrocious. Now, I was playing handheld, but still, most times I play handheld, not that bad. And we're going to talk about it. We'll get into it. Just remind me when we talk about it to bring up Mario Tennis. That's the only thing I ask. Just help me to remember this okay. part of the conversation. The other thing I've been practicing is Mario Maker, and I've been playing levels that you guys have been creating. I found some kind of beginner Kaizo levels that I've been doing. Posted a level I completed up on my socials, and I was in the zone. Like, I was like uber concentrated, but and it was, oh man, I'm loving some Mario Maker right now. So the Switch has been getting a ton of playtime for me. I feel like Eric, you were talking about like getting back to the roots and just the love of gaming, and like not some of these like, oh, I got to play 70 hours to get into the game. Like, yeah. That's where I'm just loving gaming right now, and having the community as a part of that, where it's like we're playing Marvel together, we're playing Mario Kart together, we're playing Splatoon together, we're playing Tetris. Like, the race with Tetris 99 was so fun. People were, you know, like, they're in chat like, I'm at 97, you know, trying to beat me, or yeah. And speaking of games that can be fun to play together, I want to make sure we mention this. The new NES games and SNES games are out, and one of those games is Tetris Attack. It's called Panel de Pawn because that's what it was called in Europe. And we
instructions are in Japanese. So it's I played a little bit of it today, but is it only side to side that you can do the swaps?
Yes.
OK, because I was like, if there's instructions and it's in Japanese and there's a way, I'm pressing all sorts of different buttons to try to switch, to be able to switch up and down just one and two.
Yeah,
because it's like Bejeweled before it was Bejeweled, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to switch vertically and it won't do it. So I'm like, OK,
no, it's
so
just
that,
left
that,
and right.
That explains a little bit. But yeah, I played a little bit this afternoon, and then I have the Wild Guns. Do you have the Wild Guns remaster?
Yeah.
That they put out. That doesn't have online, but Wild Guns just came out on SNES online.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure you'll be able to play two player. You won't be able to do four player like you can locally with the new Wild Guns, but you can at least, we can go in and play that together at least now, Josh.
Well, I think so. That Wild Guns, the other one is the arcade ROM, I'm assuming. I could be wrong. It may only be a Super Nintendo game, but who had four controllers to play? Like, I never used one of those.
The multi-port or whatever.
Yeah, the multi-link or whatever. Yeah, I never had that. But jump into some of those games. Like, we might even do like a Tetris Attack little tournament or something, because it's one of those, like,
you can do verses. You can do verses,
right? Yeah, you go head to head. And it's a shame they couldn't get Tetris Attack, because that has like Yoshi and some other creatures from the Yoshi universe in like the Yoshi's Island and stuff like that. So it's a shame they couldn't do it. But I mean, I get it. The other one that I don't know why because they haven't done 64 games yet, but Pokemon Puzzle League is also Tetris Attack. That was a 64 game, but the entire puzzle would rotate on a cylinder. Instead of just
everything had to be 360.
Oh, right. 64. Of course.
Tetrasphere. And
yep, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I too have been playing quite a bit, really just been getting back to just enjoying gaming. Animal Crossing, I'm still going strong on. I hit 375 hours today in that game.
Wow.
And still loving it, seeing what people are coming up with new ideas myself. This last weekend, I was sitting like, I need to decorate this area, and it hit me to take a screenshot of the beach and then convert that into a painting, and then set a little paint set next to the painting that I displayed, so it looks like a character might have been like sitting there painting on the beach. And I was like, this looks so cool. It looks so cool. So
did you end up picking it up, Hate?
Oh yeah, I picked it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I picked it up.
And you
I can't remember. It's been a while. I can't remember if you picked it up or not.
No, I did. I haven't played much recently, so I think at the last episode I was on, I talked about how I was kind of hitting a wall of wanting to be able to do more, because the decorating and stuff never really did it for me. So in the original Animal Crossing, finding the NES games were like my bread and butter, and that was the fun for me. And since that doesn't quite exist, I'm not saying I've sworn off the game forever, but I just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm glad everyone else loves it, though. I mean, I'm glad it's doing marvelous things for the Switch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. All right. Well, with that, let's. That was everybody, right? I feel like we've been here forever. We're a half hour
in. We've talked quite a bit already.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. Let's get to the news. All right. So, out of the blue, Paper Mario Origami King. We get an announcement trailer. This game is looking amazing. I've never really played much of the series. I played some of Color Splash on the Wii U. That's kind of it as far as for me and Paper Mario. I'd have to look at my collection. I'm not even sure if I own a Paper Mario other than Color Splash.
I have the OG. That's the only one I've played.
I played 64. I played another one, and I can't recall which one it is. To see that this is the sixth game in the series is kind of impressive to me, because I've only played two. I liked 64. I thought it was a fantastic little game. It always felt to me like the sequel to Mario RPG.
Yeah.
That we never actually got. And so I'm excited for this, but I do kind of wonder why I never played any of the others. Like, where did those fall off for me, and why?
I feel like they weren't marketed very well.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I've seen Color Splash, and I think it's super cheap if you can find it at a NCAP discount bin at Target or something like that. But the other ones are hard to find, like Thousand Year Door. Josh, didn't you say that's like still a $60 or $80 game?
Probably. Yeah. I just did a quick search on eBay, and I was like, there was one. It was just the case and the booklet with no disc. You know, it was like $40. I was like, what? So. Yeah. Good times. But yeah, so I hear nothing but good things. Eric, do you think it was the GameCube game that you played, Thousand Year Door?
It might have been. I don't want to admit that now, hearing that it's, you know, a hard to find game and expensive. But yeah, I think so, because I don't think I played it on the Wii or the Wii U. So, and there wasn't a sequel on 64. So I know I played two games in the series. I don't think I owned it. I think I rented it back when that was still a thing.
I see.
So I owned it on 64. I think I rented it for GameCube, and it must have been the GameCube, because you can't rent games past that point.
Yeah.
Living it up on a Friday night at Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. That all died, right? So, I mean, I always did Hollywood Video. That was, they were like regional to our region. And, you know, I chose them over Blockbuster because they would do 5-day rentals opposed to the Blockbuster.
Three had, like, day. Three.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 5 days is a big difference when you're gaming. You know, that guarantees you're going through a weekend for the most part if you plan it right.
Yeah. 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 So this game to me is looking, it's looking great. I guess I've done two different analysis breakdowns of this, of the trailer, one by myself where I kind of went frame by frame through the trailer. And there's a lot of crazy stuff in there. And even as I was editing, I ended up finding more things that I was like, oh, I missed this. I missed this. Like, there's so much to it. And then Super Nintendo and I sat down and talked about this game and the past games and how each time they kind of come up with a new attack system. And I believe Color Splash was like a card system, kind of, I'm assuming kind of like that SteamWorld Quest game. I again, I played so little of Color Splash, I don't really remember. So this game looks like you line the character, like you work on trying to line up as many enemies as possible and then hitting them with a certain attack that would allow you to like jump on you know, up to four of them at a time and kind of chain them together. And so it, like, there's so much Super Mario Brothers 2 in this game. Shy Guys, Sniff It, Pokey, the just the desert area, there's some new creatures. All we see is a shadow and we're like, you're like, kind of, what is that? And Toad and Mario and are kind of like, you know, what are we gonna do? And but even the way the game opens, or the way the trailer opens with just Peach walking out, you can hear her origami heels tapping on the floor and there's these giant metal doors opening and she's like, it doesn't matter which way you answered, it would have been thin, you know, or paper thin. And
crease yourself like me.
Yeah, crease yourself like me. So it looks really good. And then what is going on at the end? I want to hear from you guys on what is going on at the end. Mario gets a Metroid, like gets a Samus helmet, right? And he's running around going pew 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 pew. The NPCs are like, it looks like he's playing a game. And then it looks like there's power bombs up above. And it also looks,
there's a DK head to the right.
There's a DK head
in 3D
and a Goomba head. And it's like, what is that the games? Are we getting a new Donkey Kong game this year? A new Mario game represented by the Goomba?
I was going to say, I saw the tinfoil hats going about getting a new Donkey Kong Country. And I saw everyone was speculating about Samus and what we could possibly get with either Prime or who knows, but
Prime Trilogy, right?
That's what I want. That's what I mean. Should we jump to the last story kind of that we have here and then come back around? Cause I think it ties together a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
So, I think the reason we saw this random drop on a Wednesday morning is because Nintendo put out a statement and was it also like a kind of a precursor to their partners, their third party partners as well, that they should just start getting their announcements out there because they have no plans for a direct in June. So what we thought was a sure thing in Nintendo was the future proofed company going into E3 with having their online only direct kind of already made, or what we assumed was already made, or at least ideas put together, is not happening now. So Nintendo is going to be putting out announcements willy-nilly. Who knows when they're going to come out. But yeah, so I think that's part of the reason. This is a July 17th release for Paper Mario. That would be prime to be their probably what they would start the show with, I would think, at E3, if it hadn't already been announced yet or teased.
Yeah, or it'd probably be on the show floor being played, right?
Yeah, I mean, so this is definitely earlier, I think, than they wanted to. I feel like the trailer showed a lot of things, but it didn't show a ton, like what we would have potentially seen. It was a 3-minute trailer. I think we would have seen more at E3.
It was 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, and I ended up making a 15-minute video and had like 3 pages of notes from all the stuff that I was finding in this thing. So the one thing, and Eric, I want to get to you on, what do you think the Metroid Donkey Kong?
Yeah. Who can ever really tell with Nintendo, right? Like, it might just be tie-ins and game modes. My hope, and I know everyone would prefer it mean that we get Metroid soon or Donkey Kong soon, but I hope that those are just playable characters inside this game. Mm-hmm. I think it would be super fun for Mario to turn into Samus or whatever, and you know, gain those movesets as you're playing through the you know, because that would change the dynamic. Because I assume he'll eventually get more attacks than what we just saw, which was like the boot and the whatever the other one was. But, you know, if you're playing as Donkey Kong, now you line up your characters and you have a ground pound. Or if you're playing as Samus, you know, so I think I hope it'd be something like that. Not to rain on anyone's parade. I think we all know eventually we'll get Metroid. I don't know about Donkey Hopefully. Kong Country.
I wonder if we don't get to play the game Mario's playing, and it's like a DK64 kind of thing where you got to go That'd play awesome. the
that,
arcade.
You know game. What? That wouldn't be awesome. I would actually be pissed about that. And here's why, Crawler. Here's why. Because if they can do that in this game, there is no excuse that's not an Animal Crossing. So if they do
I thought you'd come back around to that.
If they do that, I will be very upset. Very upset. To circle back to the no directs for June, I assume Nintendo's still going to be dropping some of their content. You know, putting together these directs with all the partners is hard and takes a lot of collaboration, and I assume Nintendo's still going to drop their stuff that they would have, their trailers that they would have dropped for an E3. I assume we're still going to get some of those, maybe just uploaded to YouTube and be done with it. That's my guess.
It seems like they are waiting until they know a game is ready. Now, you want to get your tinfoil hats out. Can anybody tell me how many days were remaining?
Oh, God, I saw this. It was 64 days from the announcement, the trailer announcement that came out till when it comes out, and everyone went, oh, it means we're going to get 64 games in the 35th anniversary of Mario and blah 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 blah. 64
classic, what?
Nintendo is not thinking as far ahead as all these.
You're not giving them enough credit, Crawler. Not giving them enough. They don't do anything by accident.
Here's the problem. There's no Metroid on 64, so that like it throws a little bit of a monkey
maybe
wrench.
Like Star Fox 2 will get Metroid 64 that was intended to come out and never did.
Right.
It'll go. Be on the N64 Classic.
Yep. I think all the hype about anything that was non-released from Nintendo as something that we wanted died very quickly once Star Fox 2 was played by
Well, fair enough.
We understand fair why enough. It was canned. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right, there's just that's the beauty of the community of this time right now, because everybody's like, even the last direct we got, it was a mini direct, right? There was not, it wasn't jam-packed full of info, but if they're waiting until stuff is going to be ready, and apparently they've been working on this game for a very long time. This Paper Mario game has been in the works for quite a while. And you know,
I mean, and it didn't end up burning them, but like Nintendo probably jumped the gun a little bit on talking about Animal Crossing stuff, and then it got delayed and delayed. It paid off in the end, delaying the game, but like they were talking about it earlier, I think, than they probably would have wanted to, and they went kind of radio silent for a little bit because of it.
Well, they were doing that early on with the Switch. I mean, Smash had a you know what, a 6 month window or something, but now it seems like
Metroid
it seems
Prime
like
4.
Right. Well, yeah, and then that one got canned altogether. But even like even Bayonetta, right? There
yeah,
from
Bayonetta.
Some third party.
Yeah, that was that Game Awards?
Or second party, I guess.
I don't know. Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be a while.
Yeah, it's gonna be longer than what we're hoping.
Yeah.
Especially with all this COVID stuff now too.
Yeah, they seem to though, it just builds so much they know how to build the hype and how to like they know that there's people that are going to go frame by frame through these trailers and look at every detail and be like, what is this right here? I mean, with Clubhouse games, go ahead.
I was going to say, people go through, like, if Doug Bowser posts a picture or Reggie back in the day, they're going, exactly, everything. There's a note on his desk, and if you enhance it, you can see it's a letter from the president of Sony, and, like people get ridiculous. So you know they're doing it with trailers, and Nintendo knows. They know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and Reggie, I mean, all the time with the Metroid pin, like, bro, what are you doing to us? Like,
Mother 3 and Reggie, like, come on.
What are you doing?
That was his favorite troll, was Mother 3.
man. But yeah, so, I mean, Clubhouse Games. I ended up doing a trailer analysis of that game. It's kind of the next on our list here. And that game was loaded with classic Nintendo history way before Mario. We're talking Hanafuda cards is how Nintendo started as a company, and that's one of the game modes in this game. And then you get to the end of the trailer, and if you slow it down enough, you don't have to slow it down, but if you just pause it, you can see Mario on these cards. You can see, like, Wario, Waluigi, like, they have all the Mushroom Kingdom being represented, and even Club Nintendo. And it was like, wait a minute, what? And so, but I have a feeling that they also say that there's going to be fun facts tied to these mini games and, you know, maybe some, like, little historic tidbits. There could be so much that we could learn about Nintendo or have a, you know, I don't know. It's one of the things I'm most stoked for this game. I have people, like, I've put out tweets or, like, Instagram posts of different screenshots, and they're like, this isn't shovelware? I'm like, no, this is a Nintendo.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Clubhouse Games.
Same. It is a Nintendo developed game, and we're going to be in for a treat. It's got games that represent Wii Play from back in the day. It also has a bunch of and Wii Sports. You're going to be bowling with motion controls, throwing darts with motion controls. It's going to be a lot of fun to be have this game and multiplayer. Multiplayer.
I say, isn't it like over six? Isn't it over like 60% of the games are able to be played online, or is it higher?
I think we counted. I think we counted, and it's 45 of the 51 games. I think is what the when I was doing the trailer analysis. So it, and this was a game I played
90%. Then
I played a ton on DS, and like Super Nintendo had mentioned, to make sure we brought up, this is going to be the first game that's going to have. The first Nintendo game anyway to have download play, to where you can download supplementary software and then play it with other people in the same room without having to own the game, which is great. That's incredible. So Eric, where are you at with Clubhouse Games? Did you play the DS game much?
I didn't play the DS game, but it looks cool. I mean, those mini games like that are like the variety mini game style is always fun. What I need to see is if I wanted to play offline, you know, against CPU, is that an option? And how fun is that? Because, you know, playing chess against the CPU can be fun if you can change the difficulty. If you just dominate the whole time, that's not fun for anybody, right? But so some of those game modes could be fun just to play against the CPU when you have 10 minutes to kill.
You want to make the CPU Bobby Fischer and just...
Well, you know, maybe somewhere in between. But I'm just curious if it's going to have any of that or how that's going to look. But yeah, I think so. I mean, it'll be fun for house parties. It'll be fun to try to get online and play everyone. Is Stratego one of them? I forget.
No, but I think one of the games is kind of similar to it.
That's right.
I think it was in the last one, though, or it wasn't called that because of licensing, but it was a very similar game. So
is there a Risk ripoff?
No, I don't think. I think is that they want shorter style games.
Yeah, that's kind of a long game.
Yeah. So
is there a Monopoly spinoff or something?
Well,
can you flip the board like you can in a Tabletop Simulator on Steam? That's an option in Tabletop Simulator. You can just flip the
forfeit. That's a great way to forfeit.
That's hilarious. So, but there was like, I think there was like last card, which was Uno, right? So it's Uno, but it's last card. But we were talking about in my trailer analysis, like, what if, I mean, I have Mario chess behind me, right, in my closet. So what if they gave us chess with the Mushroom Kingdom? Like, I'd be so stoked on that. It's that kind of stuff that makes me want to play these games more, because I'm just a sucker for anything Mushroom Kingdom, you know. So But Ninjala, I saw this tweet today. Round 2 open beta.
Sessions they're going to try it again.
You'll be 10 hours long.
Why don't they just call this round 1 again?
Yeah, these poor, I think they've put together a solid game. It's just getting the networking is getting the network to work for them. Yikes. But yeah, was there a date for that?
It's in the tweet. Let me pull it up here. It's I think for North America it's the 31st, which is a Sunday, I think.
Okay. All right. And is that again, is that something you have to go and sign up for?
It's a free thing to download. So you just got to go and download the Ninja Club or whatever app, which is pretty much the beta. It's the beta test, and it's
on the Switch or on your your phone or whatever.
On the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tile on your Switch. So Japan is May 30th and May 31st. Europe is May 31st and May 31st. So there's two different windows. North America and Central America is May 31st, 12 to 21. What is that? That's 8 o'clock Pacific time. At 8 o'clock? No, that's
2100 9.
And then Asia and Oceania is May 30th. So it's a worldwide. It's kind of happening in different times on your day of May 31st, which is a Sunday.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So I think they're better off because last time it was during podcast night, I think, and it was an hour window. Yeah. And it was nobody got in. So
right.
Chris was on the show with us, I think, as it was happening. And he said he didn't even get in like while he was actively trying.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's our news. Let's get over to our talking point. We're going to talk about Smash a little bit and online and all that good stuff. Here we go. Okay, Evo Online. Last year, Evo, Smash was the headliner. This year, Smash who? Smash who? If you guys follow any professional Smash players, you know one of the main topics of conversation is the online. To the point that some of them don't even care about the new characters that are coming. Like, they're like, I'm not going to spend another penny on this game. Right? They're only playing local. They're not playing online.
Nobody's playing local right now.
You can't, right? You can't. And so I don't want this to come across like everybody's being salty. Okay. So I don't want you to think, but we are going to be a little critical here. I can guarantee you that there's, we are going to criticize what's going on because there's inconsistencies in what Nintendo does with their online play. So right off the bat, before I jump into it, like Crawler, what do you think about Smash not being at Evo?
Well, I mean, I don't remember what day it was this last week that this came out, that they announced this, but it was you and I follow enough pro Smash players and have our ear down on the community, at least on Twitter, that it sent kind of ripples through there a little bit. And it's more, I'd say the sentiment online was more, yeah, Evo's right. Like it was correct. It was a good decision because the online is not stable enough to support a high level play that's consistent. Right now, Wi-Fi Sonic is broken. Like that is the meta when it comes to online Smash, just because Sonic is fast and it's problematic with the lag and the netcode and just the different options that brings to the table when you have to deal with just the lag that comes between a peer to it's not a peer to server, it's peer to peer, and so there's problems there. And there's no good home base to have a stable, even playing field when it comes to online. And I think that's why Evo is only choosing four games to move forward with this online version that they're trying out. And they're even bringing in a game that was excluded last year, and that's Mortal Kombat. I think that's grown a lot in with what NetherRealm and and their own community has done with their pro scene and keeping it pretty stable. But Nintendo has not supported this game, and it's become an issue. And coronavirus has just made it, just put a spotlight on it. And it's now that you can't go to your local, and that's like the true, pure way to play. And I know a lot of even just like local players that don't mess around with online, because the tendencies that you cultivate by playing Wi-Fi mess up your reactions and how you would perceive and play local on a same system connection.
Eric, where are you at with this stuff with the online?
Man, I have very little dog in this fight, because I didn't play Smash nearly as much as anyone else, so I couldn't probably even tell the difference, because I'm so terrible that I wouldn't even notice. But it does make sense what Evo's doing. I mean, you can't put Smash on there. The online, a lot of the Nintendo online in general, is not where it should be. You know, a lot of the games are not being handled the way they should be. So it's, yeah, I mean, you know, the unfortunate times we live in. Good on them for trying to keep Evo going and give people something to be happy about. But yeah, it's a big hit for Nintendo fans and all those Smash players. It's a huge hit.
The thing that you said is that it's not just Smash.
No, right? Not at all.
We joke about the netcode all the time in Mario Kart, but there's times that, like, I mean, I keep my cool, but there's times I get pretty frustrated when I'm like clearly defending myself against something, and then I'm told that the person that hit me was in front of me, and on my screen they were behind me, and I'm like, how am I even supposed to, how do you, like, at that point stuff just gets left up to chance. And I know there's somebody in particular in chat right now that's gonna be like, Mario Kart's all chance, just wait, it'll happen. It's coming.
But Mario Kart is like we've said in the past, and we say it when we play on Fridays and Mondays, but like, Mario Kart is fine in its bubble when you're not talking to people that are in your room with you. Like, when you're in the online lobby and you're playing with people, when we take over a full lobby and we have 12 of us in there, we see 12 different versions of that same race. It's happening 12 different ways, and it's not all the same. The outcome ends up being the same, but the path that you go there is completely different. And there's times that, especially when you're dragging an item or doing something like that, throwing shells, sometimes we're like, you hit me on the, or I hit you on the windup of one of my shells the other day. Mm-hmm. And on my screen, you were like next to me and you said you were behind me or something. It's very odd. Yeah. And it's just, everyone is in different, the pixels, the ones and zeros aren't all in the same spot for everybody on their screen.
Right.
And so if that's the way it is for 12 people on a preset course that's going through, what is going on with Smash, where there's so many different inputs, more inputs are being done per second or whatever, per minute on Smash than there are in Mario Kart. So there's tons more things happening, even though it's only one, two people, maybe four player Smashes. You don't want to go there.
Right. Right. And I mean, so Mario Kart's another is one example of just like, yeah. And it's like you said, if you're not talking to people, you just think, oh, this is just, it's just Mario Kart. It's just the way it is. But when, I mean, we had a game recently where Dr. Dax on my screen was ahead of me at the finish line. Like, I saw her pass me, and then I took third, she took fourth. And I was like, what, how did I see this different? Right. And then mm-hmm. she's like, oh, you were in front of me on my screen. And I'm like, what? Like, what is going on, right? Or yeah, vice versa, she's like, oh yeah, you were in front of me, yeah, see. So that's what I'm saying, like, there's just some strange things. We've been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance, four people, Thankfully, you don't lag yourself when you're playing. Mm-hmm. Like your character moves fine, but everyone else is just teleporting everywhere. Even if they're not everywhere. Nightcrawler, they just teleport everywhere, and it's like, what is going on here? Now, I want to make sure I got back to Mario Tennis. That game in particular, when you're matched up with somebody, it tests your connection ahead of time to see if their connection is good enough and if you want to play that match.
That's a product out of a beta that was so atrocious that people canceled and were ready to swear off that game. Like, yeah. Nintendo had to do something to address it because the beta tanked what optimism people had for that game.
Why aren't we seeing this in Smash? Right. And I guess they say they've addressed some things. They've said, oh, you're getting put against people that are closer to you. Yeah. You know,
it's supposed to be behind the scenes stuff, but you don't see it. So you don't perceive it. So
correct. But all I know is that last night I played one of the worst matches I've ever played. Lost to a hero. Mind you, didn't even know he had moves that could, like, I didn't even know what some of the moves were, but it didn't matter. I would lag in the middle of trying to get away from one of these, like, super moves that hero can do. And I would say my stock was gone. I would just disappear off the screen. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on right now. And this would happen through, I'd try to throw like a back air and I would just be frozen. And then I would hit and then, you know, and it was like,
I haven't seen it that bad, but wow.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Now, granted, I wasn't hardwired like I typically am, but I've done that. I go into online Smash going, oh, it's online Smash. You know, there's going to be. So I quit. I didn't want to rematch. Waited, rejoined, partnered with that, like matched with that same person again. Right after we just had that laggy match, matched them again. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh. And I mean, the wireless shouldn't. I know that's going to create some lag. Don't get me wrong, but I play my Xbox on wireless, and I've never had these same issues that you constantly have on Switch. And every game on Switch is like that.
Yeah, the latency difference is not that much. It shouldn't,
right? It shouldn't be. And you know, Aces is pretty solid for the most part. But even, you know, when we've played, there's some points awarded by lag every so often. Right. You know, it does happen, but that one doesn't, for me at least, I haven't played in a while. It didn't ruin the game. You know, it wasn't so bad that it ruined the game like some people are having with Smash and others. So,
well, and Patrick Murphy's making a good point. Like, remember the tournament that was streamed? Was that the last tournament that was streamed where they were like, the players aren't experiencing lag, it's the stream. Oh, like,
yeah, that was the Nintendo North America Open or whatever, and they cut away from it or whatever. And yeah, that was the biggest line fed into that dude's ear that anybody's ever seen. And the two, because the one guy that delivered that fascinating tidbit of news to us was, he's like, I think, I don't want to assume, but I think he's more on Nintendo payroll than, because Vicky, I think Vicky was there and maybe EE was there as well in studio. And those two are contracted by Nintendo. They are not Nintendo employees, but I think the other guy is like he's more their esports MC kind of guy. And yeah, that was definitely the drink the Kool-Aid line that they wanted to feed you.
Yeah, Patrick's saying, remember Vicky's face? She was just like,
Vicky was just like,
what? That is definitely the game, you know, not the stream. But it's like they know, and they've already tried to address it once. Like, are they still working on it? Are we good? Like, they're expecting people to pay for more characters for this game. What, and I don't understand it, right? I'm not going to pretend to, but aren't there people they can hire that do understand?
Yeah, they're called Microsoft.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's the thing, right? Like, you don't understand it, so you say, right? But neither does Nintendo. So the difference is, you wouldn't try to build it, right? You would contract out someone who knows how or knows what they're doing. At this point, Nintendo needs to partner with, you know, with someone else, you know, whether it be Xbox, you know, Microsoft or Sony, or even just figuring out, like, go to Epic and talk to Fortnite and see what they're doing, you know, like, go do something, because it's not working.
Yeah, if you got 100 people building at the speed of light in Fortnite and not lagging that much. Yeah,
with multi-platform and stuff now, and you know, people on cell phones, so you can't tell me that, you know, oh, it's because you're not hardwired. Like, these people are over a cell tower playing and having a better experience than you are. Like, yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean, so last night with golf with friends, it was just a novel thing. Like, it's something that we're so used to with Xbox, but the Golf with Friends application utilizes that new invite through friends list feature, and it blew the four of us's minds when we used it, because you just don't see that kind of quality of life stuff from Nintendo when it comes to online multiplayer. And that's just a simple thing of inviting a friend to play a game.
I didn't even know that you were allowed to do that on Nintendo platform.
It's a very few select games that have it now.
I honestly didn't know that was even an option available for any game.
But how nice would that be for, like, Mario Kart, when we want to go in together, and instead of having to try to take over a room, we just get to start with our room full, and we can go into matchmaking, quote unquote, and fill out that lobby, as opposed to having to have a friend code, be friends, and then scroll through a long, long list. Like, Josh, when you have to go find somebody on your friends list, within Mario Kart, it's a whole lot worse than it is in the Switch menu.
Yeah,
it scrolls so slow. There's no up, top, down, get to the bottom of your list or the top of your list kind of feature. There's just so many quality of life things that Nintendo could do.
Remember when we tried to play Splatoon 2 the way they intended, through the phone app and do all that stuff? Like, they actually thought this was, like, the best way to play their games. Like, that's something. That's special.
Tony in chat says, I've been playing Nintendo so long I forgot I could have online friends.
I mean, sometimes you wonder, like, what good is... I get friends requests every once in a while. I'm like, sure, I'll accept you, but I really don't know what the point is. Like, we can't interact in any... There's no difference between you being my friend or not.
I can see how much of a no life you have when it comes to Animal Crossing.
Right, yeah, exactly. I can see your hours.
Yeah. And just keep in mind, like, because we're talking... Here's the other thing. Nintendo's Twitter says, we're listening. That's what it says in their Twitter bio. We're listening. So that to me is like, prove it. Right? And I mean, in some cases they do. Bowser Jr. and Mario Tennis, that update came out quick. Duplicating items the first time in Animal Crossing, that update came out quick. Now there's another glitch.
Bunny Day criticism, that got updated quick. Yeah. Oh, small thing. Museum Day is a thing. Apparently it's not that great and not that fun, but Museum Day is a thing in Animal Crossing right now.
Oh yeah, go get your stamps so you can get 3 plaques. Like, go do it. It is kind of fun. I'm not saying anything negative about it, but and that's the thing, because we're criticizing this one aspect of it. It doesn't, I mean, we're all Nintendo fans through and through. Like, it doesn't mean that sometimes you have to take off the rose tinted glasses and just call things the way they are, you know, especially when you want to play games at a higher level. Like, when we're racing Mario Kart, it's pretty like we're in it to win it, you know. We're still having fun, but we're in it to win it. And when you start seeing the discrepancies of, like, I can't even protect myself against, like, I can't, the strategy I'm trying to use now no longer works. So
I don't mind losing in games, but I want to lose because I suck. I don't want to lose because the game is presented poorly, right? You know, like, that's fine. That's fair. That's a fair argument.
And especially when you have games like Smash and Mario Kart that have sold so well and profited them so much, why not throw that back into the networking? So that conversations like this don't have to take place, right? We know it's not going to be perfect. I don't think anybody's expecting online to be perfect, but it can always be.
And I hate to hear that people are, like, second guessing, wanting to get the the DLC round two for Smash, because I don't fault Sakurai for any of this, really. It's he's building something around a bad framework that Nintendo has established as their kind of way to present online games, and he's working with what he's got, and there's no data centers anywhere for you to connect to. It's all peer-to-peer stuff on Nintendo, so there's going to be lag issues.
Yeah.
What was the Halo 2 the modem, what was the thing we used to, I mean, we didn't do it, but we were up against it a ton in Halo 2, Josh. I can't remember what that was called.
Like when they pull the cord out of their modem, the reset button.
Yeah.
Modems had a reset button.
Right.
Yes. And if you just held it down,
run in place.
Yeah. And while the other guys are taking your flag.
And your Sebring.
Yeah. Announcing. So I feel like Nintendo's back in that era, and like they haven't figured out how to get past that. They're like, there's nothing we can do. Like, these guys are turning their modems off really quickly and then reconnect. Like, there's absolutely nothing we can do about this.
Hey Josh, did you pull the cord on Crota?
Yes.
Yeah, I pulled the cord on Crota.
Oh yeah, I was like, kneel and don't stand up. You know. So
I mean, people take advantage of different things all over the place, but Nintendo hasn't listened, I guess, as much as they claim to say they're trying to listen.
In certain things, look at Splatoon. We can change gear, you know, like they added tons of quality of life things. So it's not like this conversation is all, oh, screw Nintendo, they don't listen. They do, but quality of life stuff's great. But we're paying for this online now. Invest that money into the right people that can get it at least up to 2020, right? Because like Eric's saying, it's like, this is like going back and playing like in 2004, you know, or 2006. Like,
yeah.
Get it up to date a little better.
I mean, Zero being like one of the loudest voices in the Smash community. I mean, I don't even know how much Smash he plays now. He's moved to Facebook Gaming, so I don't keep as close a tabs on what he's doing, but I know I think he just variety streams a whole lot more and it's less and less Smash. But like, a reason that he's moved to streaming is it's A, more profitable, because Nintendo doesn't put money into games like NetherRealm or Bandai Namco or any of those other companies that have premier fighting games. And so the players that want to make a living off those games can't do it. And that's partly because Nintendo just doesn't want to put that extra, it's a great advertisement for your game to have it featured as the headliner of Evo. And now it's can't even be part of their backup plan for Evo Online.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like Wave and chat saying Smash, he plays Smash competitively, but constantly, there are some poorly balanced characters in the game, and those gaps become larger online, you know. And then as far as talking about, like, from what he's seen about people that aren't going to get Fighter Pass 2 have been claiming that since the Byleth announcement, just because they didn't maybe care for that character all that much. And then Dax says Nintendo seems to cherry pick what they listen to, but not in a way that always makes sense.
And I mean, I think they listen to anything that's not online related. I mean, for the most part, like, I just, Nintendo has never proven that they really see the value that everyone else sees in online. And, you know, for the most part, they're doing fine. The Switch is selling great. They've got fantastic games on there.
We can't keep it in stock right now.
Yeah. I mean,
I saw one in the store today. I saw one Switch.
Should have bought it. So it's I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm almost to the point to where it's like, if you want an online gaming experience, maybe you're best to go do that somewhere else. And if you want a Nintendo experience, you just get that from your Switch, you know. It's hard to say. Next episode I'd like to talk about, we don't have time today, but next episode I'd like to talk about the gap between the Switch and current gen, and the gap between the Switch and PS5 and Series X that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
because that's going to come. And does that mean we get even less ports over to the Switch? Is it now going to be more original titles for the Switch, or are we going to see a drought? But we can talk about that next week.
It's going to be a great conversation because you have so many people that are like, how come these next gen graphics kind of look like same gen graphics or, you know, current gen graphics? And you're like,
it can only go up so much.
Yeah, you're like,
and that'll be true for a while. But eventually, you know, a couple years of development, there will be a difference. Maybe it won't be graphically, but the AI, you know, there's going to be differences.
It's in the background. It's the processors right. and stuff.
But you have to remember, for us, we got to see the transition from 8 to 16, from 16 to
32, 64,
right? And those were always huge jumps. Since the Xbox, GameCube, you know, 360 to 1.
I'd say 360 to this current gen. I mean, the step up has been 1080p to 4K. Yeah. Apparently, these next systems are going to be ready for 8K, but nobody's going to have TVs for it. So you won't even see it.
Right. But I think part of it is, and we can save it. Yeah, but part of it is you're growing with the system. So if you go back and play a launch title on Xbox One, you know it looks quite a bit different than a title today, right? So,
what was it? Halo 4 at the end of the life on 360. Those full motion videos, the CG video that they had in there, that was incredible for what that system.
Yeah.
Like had done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with PS3 games. You know, you got The Last of Us that launched. Yeah, but yeah, again, I'd love to talk about that next week because I've been curious how we feel the Switch is going to exist in that role. They're going to have to separate themselves, right? Because they've said they want to keep this out for a while. I keep talking about it, so we should just
talk. We'll get to it next week. All right, here we go. All right. Eric, where can people find you?
You'll find me on Twitter at HateZero, and you'll also find me on the Discord as much as I can be. Come check it out, n64josh.com/Discord. Bunch of cool guys and gals, bunch of cool peeps, and you know, a lot of fun things. If you need someone to play any game with, you can probably find someone. If you need people to talk to, probably find someone. So,
I want to reiterate, gals, like, we're seeing kind of a like an influx of a lot more ladies getting into the Discord, getting into the community. It makes me so incredibly happy to provide a safe place for everybody to come hang out, talk games, not have to worry about trolls or anything like that. So if you're on the fence, and especially if you've been treated poorly online, come and hang out in our Discord. Jump into my Twitch streams. We do not put up with any crap whatsoever. It's like,
I banned somebody the other day. Yeah,
Crawler banned somebody before I could even try to and we ended up having a good conversation after the fact. But Dr. Dax, she's saying like, yes, can confirm, lol. Like, my YouTube numbers, I used to be at 1%, less than 1% female viewers. Now it's almost 50-50. And so like, if some people just give up, they're like, nope, I'm never going to be a part of an online community. Everybody is just a-holes. No, like, we're changing that. So come hang out. We'd love to have you. Crawler, where can people find you?
Discord is the best spot. We're playing, like we said, all throughout the show, we're playing tons of old games, new games, current games, all that kind of stuff.
Game Club, mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pit and I don't know, Pit, was it Colt? I don't know who all.
Pit, Colt, and Cryptic's involved with it.
Yeah. I think they're getting close to finishing Link to the Past right now, and they'll be voting on a new game to start playing here pretty soon. So if you want to kind of go rehash some of those old SNES games that are, or NES games that are on the online service, they're going to be voting here pretty soon, and then you can discuss it every week. And come hang out. One of these days, I actually am going to turn on the stream, and we're going to multi-stream when we play Mario Kart or something like that. So look for that. Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawler2.e on Twitch and Twitter, and hanging out in Discord.
Guys, I'm N64Josh everywhere. The show notes for this episode, N64Josh.com/NPC269. I just want to say thank you to everybody that listens, that consumes any of the content. We love you guys. We appreciate you so very much. so very much. We're having such a great time getting to know so many new people. The community's growing at an insane rate right now, and it's so great to see. So if you need people to play games with, come hang out. We love you. Bye now.